This episode of The Nate Darling Show is radio-friendly. All the funny, none of the cursing. The world is a big, stupid place.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
And they're here to make fun of it. This is The Nate Darling Show. Now, here's Nate and the gang.
Yeah, back for the Friday episode. No swearing, Kareem, come on.
I'll do better this time.
You were fired up, it's okay. Jason is here. He's in the other room taking a call, so he'll be joining us momentarily. And Christiana back again for another episode.
I'm here still.
How did you enjoy the shorter episodes?
It was so quick. It was fun. It was still good. I mean, it had all the highlights of
it, like, starts, the good it ends.
Parts.
Starts,
yeah.
It ends.
I like it.
No time for...
It's like fun size.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you can have like three, whereas before maybe you'd only have two, and then soon you've eaten a whole bag of...
It's true.
Is that me? It could just be me.
Mm-hmm. And we'll get all the swearing out on the Monday episode, of course. Coming up on the show today, we're going to talk about a weird thing they're doing at a Canadian bar, where they're giving deer vasectomies, and what happens when Diet Coke and Mentos go wrong.
They don't ever go right. Is that a bit of a spoiler? I don't feel like they ever go right.
Well, sometimes they just shoot up in the air and waste a bunch of Diet Coke and Mentos.
Well, yeah, because they waste a bunch of Diet Coke and Mentos.
Oh.
That's wasteful.
Well, this one
don't be wasteful.
This one I found very delightfully hilarious because I'm a terrible person. So we didn't get into it last time. Kareem, how was your week, man?
Last week, kind of sucked.
Yeah, well.
But the weekend was good. I got to spend some time with my goddaughter. I hadn't seen her for a while. Went to the Crocker block party.
Mm-hmm.
So the Crocker's doing block parties in different areas of the city. So this one was in South Sac. The next one will be in Oak Park Light. And then the one after that will be in Roseville.
You say Oak Park Light?
Yeah.
What's that?
Is that the part where the white people
That's
moved
the
in?
Part where the white people moved in.
It's where Jason lives.
It's where Jason, yeah. So we did that. I went to a barbecue at one of my friend's house. Oh, and then my other friend, who got a little bit of money and decided that she needed to have heavy furniture, almost broke my toe.
Oh, no.
Yes. So I was helping her move a table to her office, and she opened the gate, and it smashed my big toe.
Oh, were you wearing flip-flops?
No. Luckily, I was wearing sneakers.
Okay. Because that's a classic faux pas, wearing flip-flops to help somebody move.
Yeah. And it was just me and her at that point. And, you know, no offense, Christiana, but women are not good at moving.
Some women
I
are
hate moving.
Some women are really terrible.
Do you mean like
at
not good at like physically picking things up, or just not good at the process of moving?
Not good at the process of moving.
I hate moving, so I'm the first to say I'm not good at moving.
So
I have PTSD from my last move, and I'm barely exaggerating.
So like when men move, we see like space. We look at things like spatially.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we see where these things can fit. We see like the structure that we're going to set up to make everything fit accordingly, and y'all just pull stuff out. She had a bunch of stuff stacked up into her storage section of her condo, and she just started pulling stuff out. I'm like, you know that stuff on top is going to fall on your head, right?
I think what it is a lot of women like to start doing the full setup. Whereas guys, we just want to get all the stuff in and then we'll deal with it.
Yeah.
A lot of times women want to start unpacking immediately and decorating stuff and putting stuff where it goes.
Yeah. While we're still pulling stuff out. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I was like, and we used a truck that was kind of like, it's not really a truck. It's one of those little Honda trucks. So
okay.
It's more like an El Camino than it is a truck.
Sure.
And we could barely fit the table on the back of it.
That's no fun.
And so we had to sit it up. And so I was telling her to open the tailgate, assuming, which is my fault, that if she would wait for me to get my hands under it before she just opened it. And she just opened it. And just
she did exactly what you told her to.
Yes. And I was like, oh, my God, you're such a girl. Oh, man. But she fed me, so... And my toe wasn't broken, so it came out okay.
There you go. Christiana, what have you been up to? Anything fascinating in your...
I got a new car.
Nice.
That's exciting to me. Thank you.
What did you get?
I got a Kia Soul.
Oh, which, the ones that the hamsters drive?
Yeah, the one that the hamsters drive. I haven't found any hamsters in it so far, but, you know.
Knock wood.
I don't know. Yeah, so I've been driving a 98 Ford Ranger for ever.
As long as I've known you.
Right, oh, so wow. If anybody's looking for a Ranger. So I feel like I've betrayed a little bit of myself. Not that I had a truck because my brother-in-law was selling it. It wasn't like I was like, sure. I want a Ford Ranger. I wanted a car.
Mm-hmm.
So I got that. But it's a little bit long in the tooth, and I just mainly wanted something that would carry more than two people.
Yeah.
So I got a Kia Soul, which is weird and dorky, but is shockingly big on the inside, I have to say.
Nice.
I'm impressed with the car. It's fun. It's little. I don't like that it's like super little, but it's you can fit like four actual adults inside.
And it's not a stupid car payment.
No, it's not a stupid car payment. It was reasonable. I got a new car. Like instead of I went to get a used one and accidentally got a new one, so I feel kind of ashamed about that. But it smells good on the inside. And I've never had a new car before. I've had hand-me-downs and you know older stuff always. So it's kind of you know once every 37 years or so.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Treat yourself.
Yeah. Well, and they're bringing back the Ford Ranger either next year or the year after. So what you have is a classic.
I do. Maybe I should keep it.
Maybe.
Rob was like, we're not keeping it. You know, we're not keeping it. You know, but it's just sitting there. I could keep it forever.
In 2 years, it's going to be 20 years old. It's going to be a classic car.
It's going to be a classic car.
It's going to be a classic car.
We'll see. I'm not really sure. I've been looking at resale value for that. I'm not sure that's gonna get classic car price
it's
I'll be sad to see it go. It's still a comfortable car. I mean that I like driving that truck more than I like driving our Subaru and whatever.
Well, and there's always donating it if you decide I don't want to deal with selling it to some weird creep.
No, I know that part is kind of stressful because I've never sold a car. They usually just like stop working
sure
then go and then disappear somewhere. But usually I've only had one other car. My first car, which was the super sexy, don't be jealous, I don't want to brag, 1984 Mercury Marquee. White on the outside, baby blue on the inside.
Not the Grand Marquee, just the regular Marquee.
Just the regular Marquee. Not even the Grand.
Yeah, bad, so.
Nice. Well, you make the cars last. So that's good. That is exciting. We got our big thing this week was we got our save the dates done. We got them ordered. They came,
yay.
And they are addressed and ready to go out. In fact, I handed them out to all of you today.
I know. I'm waiting to open it for, like, when I get home with Rob.
For a surprise.
Like, unveil it. I know. I don't want to rip into it now.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, savor these things.
Yeah, it's they came out really nice. It was mostly Leslie's design, but we did our engagement photo shoot at Sacktown Union Brewing about a month or so ago, and we found the photos that we wanted from that and we created the save the dates from it. So it all worked out. And then somebody felt the need to go, so when are you getting married? I'm like, oh, that's about 5.5 months. The save the date should have been out by now.
Oh no, they shouldn't have. And
in my mind,
how old was this person who said that to you?
I forget.
Were they like a young scamp?
They were a little younger
in their 20s.
I think.
Yeah.
So.
That's 'cause they're like still in the summer of like, I have 8 weddings. Oh my God. I have to go to all of them. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Anybody who matters really already knows what it is. It's really kind of a formality. But I was just yelling in my mind. I was just yelling F you at them over and over again. They're not getting one. So it doesn't really matter. they can't clear their schedule.
Oh,
I mean, we're getting married the day after Thanksgiving. So there's going to be a lot of people who aren't going to be able to make it for a variety of reasons, whether they're out of town with family stuff, they've got family coming into town, and that's totally fine. But, you know, proposed last year on Thanksgiving, so we're getting married the day after.
That's so cute.
And then off to Maui for the honeymoon. Yay!
Yay. Everybody's going to Hawaii. I'm going to go to Hawaii. Have you been to Hawaii?
I have.
God damn it.
I've never been to Hawaii.
Okay. Actually, I went when I was 12, so I can't say I've never been. But even when I was 12, I was like, this would be amazing if I could drink.
Yes.
That's going to be a lot of the week that we're there.
Yeah.
A lot of drinking.
I'll collect all the umbrellas.
Going to go to Maui Brewing Company is right there, and they make fantastic beers that are really expensive here. Cool. They're the ones that are like $12 a six-pack.
Oh.
Well, so it's not quite bar prices to buy a six-pack of cans, but it's pricey. Yeah. They're one of the pricier ones, but I've gotten them before, and they are very, very good. So I'm looking forward to them on tap.
Yeah, we actually had talked about going in October, but
we should all go the same time Nate goes. Podcast trip. Hey, Nate, what's up?
No, I'm going to Miami in October.
Oh. Bienvenido a Miami.
Yes.
Sorry.
Jason is back joining us. We started without you. I'm sorry.
No, it's completely acceptable.
No, of course. And you had your business to take care of, so
business.
Welcome back. We're just going through talking about what our week brought us last week. Did you do anything fun?
I went and experienced something called slosh ball that I've never seen before. Which makes me in some ways excited about not drinking anymore.
Yeah, right?
What is slosh ball? I've not heard of this.
Can't you figure it out from the
it's,
name?
It's like it's kickball, but with a lot of drinking involved.
Ah.
So like you have to have a beer in your hand at all times or a beverage. So
sure.
It can be water. So I got to play with water. But yeah, there people got hammed. As Betsy Sidaro would say, they are hammed.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Betsy, I was watching Dice on Showtime.
No, she was not on Dice.
She was on Dice.
Oh my gosh,
she had a really small role on Dice, but
she's on in Lady Dynamite too, Netflix show with Maria Bamford. Apparently, she's in an episode of that.
Oh my god,
they had. I'm watching the opening credits and I see her name and I'm like, oh my god, it's Betsy. And she had the cutest cameo where she pulls up in a motorcycle and takes her helmet off and is having a conversation with Dice.
That is so awesome.
I love her.
I do too. And by the way,
her second biggest fan, probably after Jason.
The show Dice on Showtime, I absolutely adored that show. It was delightful. If you have a chance to catch it.
I will look it up by using your cable login.
You know, my favorite thing that she's ever been in so far, so is still Big Time in Hollywood, Florida.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Oh, it's amazing, and she has a great part in that. She's in like 4 episodes.
Y'all might want to let people know who Betsy is.
Yeah, it's true.
Is she not a household name yet?
Betsy Sidaro?
People are ignorant. They should know.
It's true. She did have a show on NBC.
Animal Practice.
Animal Practice on NBC.
Twice.
5 episodes.
And
hey, that's 5 more episodes of TV than we have.
Yeah, right.
She has her own IMDb page, so check it out. Anytime you see her popping up in something, it's whatever she is in, it's funny.
Yeah.
At least for the time that she is on screen.
Yes.
Yeah.
That may be the only part that's funny, but it will be funny for that part.
And you'll see her. You will see her and know who she is in the next 10 years. I guarantee it.
Oh yeah, she's gonna be somebody who you'll start to go, oh, that girl, the girl that always makes me laugh.
She's also one of the genuinely like nicest people.
Yeah.
In the world.
Oh yeah.
Not all performers are nice all the time. No. Which is hard to believe.
No, she is.
But she's genuinely like a kind, good person. So I want her to win all of. I want her to EGOT or something. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, she took EGOT.
All the things for Betsy. We love her. Let's start a Betsy. We should have podcast. We're just sitting around talking about Betsy Sidaro all day.
I don't even know if she'd listen to that.
She wouldn't.
She'd be like, I don't
guys,
care.
Guys, I'm just kind of bored with it. Can we talk about something else?
Don't care.
So we will. An intoxicated New York State man was recorded experiencing some instant regret, allowing his friend's pet alligator to bite his nipple. I know you're wondering, what would that sound like? Well, this is what it would sound like. He was drunk.
Yeah.
And white?
Oh, that, yeah.
It sounds an awful lot like, I mean,
that was a given.
If you want to know what nursing is like, just get ready to hear that sound coming from your own house.
Oh, you gave my wife the talk this last weekend.
I gave her the talk and I handed her a bottle of the good cream. And I'm like, you're going to need this. Hang in there, girlfriend.
Yeah.
The shiz is no joke.
Here's what the guy who posted the video wrote. A friend had stopped by the house who had been drinking and thought it would be funny to have my pet alligator bite his tongue and then nipple, which I happened to video. First of all, you're in Long Island. Why do you have a pet alligator?
Yeah.
I know you're... Well, okay, I'm sorry. I just answered my own question.
There you go.
You're a douche. You live on Long Island. So it just becomes this self-fulfilling thing. But I only did that because the sound was delightful.
That was
reminds
great.
Me of the video. It's really good to describe video. That makes good radio, right?
Yeah, it does.
No, have you seen the one about the frog? Like the guy's playing, he has a little app where there's like ants crawling on his frog, keeps trying to lick the ants. Uh-huh. And then the guy puts his finger too close and the frog like clamps onto it.
Snaps
and he shrieks
it.
Like a little girl too. It's great.
I think that was more surprise than pain. But
no, serves him right, man. Don't mess with your frog like that.
It's true.
That's just rude.
It's just rude.
Hey, a homemade rocket mixing Diet Coke and Mentos took an unexpected turn in Georgia. When the bottle flew 40 yards and struck the woman filming in the face. What does that sound like? Well, we've got a few different angles because there were a lot of people filming it. So here is version number one.
As high as you can throw it, man, and it needs to land on the lid.
Throw it this way. No!
You can hear her in the background.
No,
yelling.
Don't throw it this way, dude.
So he's got the Diet Coke and the Mentos, and he throws it up in the air, and it hits the road.
Oh, oh my God!
Candle?
Are you...
As high as you can throw it, man. And, it needs
and then they do it in slow motion.
Throw it this way.
No, it's the two cameras, though.
Towards Nick.
Oh, you'll... No, don't throw one it second. This way,
dude. No, it's too far away. Come back.
This is her feet.
Oh, that's right. Here we go.
Are you okay?
Are you okay?
No.
It's just the sky in the video at this point, too.
No, she's not. Kendall, you okay? Are you okay, Kendall? No.
Wait, though. Are you going to keep playing it?
Oh, my God. Are you okay?
And one more time. Just because it's funny. That was her feet.
That's the whales version of it, right?
And remember, she's the one who was telling him how to do it wrong. She's like, do it like this. And the other guy's like, no, don't do that. Do it like this. Ow. Those were her lines in that.
I just like that. Are you okay? No, she's not.
She's not.
That's terrible, though. That gives me like... Ugh, that makes me uncomfortable.
Kareem, you're familiar with the South.
It's like the same story. I already knew who it was when he said it. And where he said it was. Like, okay.
Meanwhile, New York City is moving forward with efforts to control the overpopulation of deer on Staten Island with vasectomies. That's right. The Staten Island Advance says Comptroller Scott Stringer is allowing the city to fast-track the contracting process of a $2 million study. The office gave the approval for the Parks Department to request to use an emergency procurement to initiate a 3-year sterilization study of deer on Staten Island. The State Department Environmental Conservation must also approve the plan. The department has said the deer fertility control programs have limited effectiveness. It only permits such programs if they're part of a scientific study. See, deer can harm property, spread tick-borne illness, and cause traffic accidents. Well, I don't know if they cause traffic accidents. They get hit by cars a lot. A 2014 aerial survey found 763 deer in Staten Island's green spaces. Some ecologists believe there may be more than 1,000. The study would start in September with hundreds of bucks being tranquilized, given vasectomies, and then released onto parkland over 3 years. That's what's going to happen to Jason after the breastfeeding.
No, I'm doing that like in a couple months, bro.
you're volunteering for the study yourself?
Yeah.
That's probably for the best.
One kid, bro.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're both, you know, smart people with your heads on straight, so you really want to limit the number of kids you're putting out into the world.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
Alrighty, first up in Cooler Tool, drunk stunts, Jason.
Oh, well, having participated in a number of drunk stunts over the years, I would say they're very cool. They're always cool and provide some type of comic relief.
Kareem?
I have to marinate on this one. Come back to me.
I'm going to go with Tool because I don't, people getting hurt kind of makes me sad, even though I realize I just laughed at that stuff, but it still mostly kind of makes me sad.
Cream, have you fermented on it yet?
Ferment.
It's a little bit cool. But it's a lot Tool because your cousins don't know how to act when they get drunk.
Well, it's true. They don't all get stoned and just sit around. Yes. Drunk Stunts. You know, without Drunk Stunts, we would not have the Jackass series.
Exactly.
That would not necessarily
Yeah, right.
Be...
That pretty much solidifies.
Steve. for instance, instead of everybody knowing who Steve-O is, he'd just be that guy who works down at the store.
I'm okay with it. I hate that. I hate that stuff. I don't like that. I don't like that stuff.
Up next in Cooler Tool, Wasting Mentos. Kareem?
Seeing those people get injured for doing dumb stuff, that is cool.
Christiana?
As previously mentioned, waste of Mentos and Diet Coke. Mm. So, no. Tool.
Jason?
Yeah, I mean, why would you ever waste the Fresh Maker, right?
Fair.
I mean, like, that's like, it's a whole song.
I only like strawberry ones.
What?
I'm just throwing it out there.
Only the strawberry ones?
I don't really like the minty ones.
Oh, wow, that's weird.
That's weird. Those aren't the Fresh Makers.
Yeah.
Those aren't the fresh ones.
No, in the
ad, they still are.
Are they?
Yeah. All right.
Wasting
Mentos. You can lift a car if you eat them.
As much fun as I had watching that chick get hit in the face, Wasting Mentos is Tool. And finally, in Cooler Tool, Deer. Christiana?
Cool.
Kareem?
Tool.
Jason?
Let's see. Well, here's the thing. I grew up with Disney as a kid, right? And to me, Bambi was the coolest fish ever. Bambi was awesome. He had to be raised without a mom, with a dad that was neglectful, you know? Like, dad wasn't there to help raise him, you know? He had to be raised by the other farm creatures, had a good friend Thumper, you know?
He's friends with the skunk.
Yeah, he liked everybody. He wasn't prejudicial against any other type of animal.
Bambi is cool until he puts a $2,000 dent in your car by committing suicide.
Or kills you because you swerve.
Yes. Wow.
It's a swerving, guys. You should never swerve.
Never swerve.
Hit it.
It's covered under your auto insurance.
There is one. There's a dent on the front of my Ranger from a deer I hit on Garden Highway in front of the Chevys, you guys.
Yeah. They're everywhere.
That's why I drove a truck when I was home.
Yeah, so they're cool.
Deer are tasty, too. You know, venison? Nice.
Mm, yeah. That's
so cool.
Go Stags.
Yeah. Go ahead and do that.
You never eat Bambi.
All right. So Canada is a really interesting place. They engage in a variety of things, such as this bar in Halifax, which has decided that they're going to have an axe. They're going to be the axe-throwing bar.
What is this, the drunk white people doing crazy things show?
isn't most of America.
It's called the Timber Lounge, and it offers patrons sick of urban sports like bowling, darts, or pool.
Wait, okay. Darts is just tiny, tiny axes, though, so can't really say it's different.
Well,
can you?
Yeah, well, it's a new way to unwind. Because axe throwing has been a very popular pastime amongst lumberjacks in Nova Scotia, and Darren Hudson, a fifth-generation sawmill operator, decided to bring it to the masses. He partnered with fellow axe-throwing enthusiast Mark Chisholm, and together they founded the city's first axe-throwing lounge. Adrenaline junkies can get their fix by balancing sharp hatchets and double-edged axes over their heads before hurling them at painted wooden bullseyes. And between sessions, they can step into the lounge area to enjoy Nova Scotia food and craft beers.
Okay, real talk, though.
Yes?
Who insured this? Well, it has to have insurance. I want to talk to the underwriter who's like, over the phone, like, okay, how many hatchets are there? Okay, they can't be longer than 7 inches.
No, this is what he says. He says, all right, so you're going to have axes there. It's going to cost you an additional...
like bajillion dollars. You're going to have axes and alcohol? I mean, they don't let alcohol in
but
clubs
it's also,
with nude people.
But there's also Nova Scotia, which is like...
Yeah.
It's pretty rambunctious.
We have to remember that things are really different when you get out of California. It's not the same thing. Now, Hudson admits beer and sharp axes don't really go well together, but he says safety is their top priority. The most important rule of Timber Lounge is that no one throws axes when they're too intoxicated. They have coaches employed to give beginners quick lessons on how to handle and throw axes, and are also responsible with keeping an eye on patrons and making sure they don't drink too much alcohol. Also, weapons are always stored safely away from the lounge area, which is separated by throwing lanes by wood and plexiglass wall. He said axe throwing is great because it's for everybody. See, Christiana, it's for everybody.
Yeah.
It's breaking news from Florida.
This is actually, it's terrible, but if you remember back to our last show, we were talking about like when's there going to be another toddler or animal thing.
Yeah.
This is horrible because it's not, whatever. Near Walt Disney World Resort, alligator drags child into the water.
It's been a rough week for Orlando.
Zoinks.
That's all I'm going to
say.
That's
terrible.
It's been a rough week for
Orlando. But now we can talk about water safety.
Listen, axe throwing is great because it's for everybody.
It is.
Alligators
are not for everybody.
Within just one evening, someone can get exceptionally good at it. He said, this year I've seen 6 people throw a bullseye on their first throw. It's such a gratifying feeling. And judging by how popular the Timber Lounge has become in just a few months, it's clear that people have taken a real liking to it. The group bookings have been coming in steady, and usually on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, they're just packed. Typically, groups range from 8 to 14 people.
They start at 14, they end at 8.
Right. And they've had a few bachelor parties come through. So, by the way, Hootie, if you're planning my bachelor party, axe throwing.
Yeah. I've done an axe before at a camp for improv.
Oh.
And it is gratifying.
A real axe or an improv axe?
No, it was a real
axe. Thrown an axe before, too, at my brother.
Here's the thing. The pastime has become so popular, there is now a local axe-throwing league being held at the Timber Lounge every Wednesday.
I hate all these people. I hate them all.
Do you want to know how much it costs? It's $25 to $35 for a 90-minute two-lane session. So that's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
We need to start one then.
And that's Canadian. You know, I think we would have to actually move to Oregon to make that happen. There's no way California is going to allow an axe-throwing.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Eureka. Like Chico.
Northern
provinces would
maybe,
be fine. With
maybe
it.
Reading.
State of Jefferson.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Anything in State of Jefferson.
State of
is
Jefferson
fine.
Is ready.
If you don't know what State of Jefferson is out there, look it up.
Del Norte County in the his ass.
We mentioned it last. No, it was the show I did by myself because went into a mini Martin Reading and they had 2 license plate frames for sale. One said State of Jefferson resident. The other one said State of Jefferson Border Patrol.
Same thing.
No, resident is just somebody who lives there. Border Patrol is somebody who has a gun and is really serious about it. So there is a slight difference. Now, you mentioned the gator dragging the kid into the water near Orlando.
Which is terrible.
It is terrible. It's nothing to laugh about.
From goofballs to gators, here's Florida Corner.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, let me give you something to laugh about then. Headline, fart. Sorry. I'll get to that. I'd read ahead. Fight over fart leads to blows at Sloppy Joe's.
Yeah.
In this bar fight at one of Key West's most famous watering holes, good God, I haven't been drinking, it wasn't a spilled drink or a sleazy advance on someone's wife that led to blows. According to the police report, a fight broke out between 2 couples when someone allegedly broke wind inside Sloppy Joe's.
I would expect that.
It's just the smell of the food, probably, right?
The argument was due to somebody farting, police were told, by a man who went to the hospital for a dislocated shoulder.
That was quite a fart.
Right?
Man, it just rumbled right through me and dislocated my shoulder.
Well, he was probably grabbing onto something for support.
Right.
Richard McBride, who's 53, and his girlfriend Sandra Stoner, who's 55, both of Naples, said they were caught up in a physical altercation after an argument arose over a fart. The couple said they were drinking with friends at the bar when Stoner traded words with an unidentified woman before getting out of her seat and confronting her in an aggressive manner. The unidentified man tried to pull the woman away as others began to step into the dispute, including McBride, who pushed the man. The man retaliated by striking McBride in the face, and McBride responded by tackling. The unidentified couple took off, and police said they couldn't find them. Later, at Lower Keys Medical Center, McBride said he didn't want to pursue charges and signed a release form. So that happened. Also in Florida, you know, the 911 system at work for you.
And they could have, you know, they could have been needed elsewhere at the time, and other people might have suffered as a result.
A Collier County man calls 911 because his girlfriend wouldn't buy him vodka. He tells dispatch his neighbors are fighting and yelling. When deputies show up, it's all a prank. NBC2's Rachel Polanski tracking your tax dollars tonight at 11.
Good evening, Lisa. Each time a deputy is sent to a non-emergency call, that's the taxpayer's money spent and the officer's time wasted.
Who is this reporter?
Cloud County 911. What is the address of your emergency?
Sorry. It's not what I call a true emergency, but it's the same BS.
But it's not the same. Because two Collier County Sheriff's deputies say they were dispatched to a non-emergency Monday night on Balboa Circle East.
The more time that is being spent going to these calls that are not 911 related, somebody's life could be in danger.
And neighbors are not okay with that.
It's certainly a waste of the officer's time and the emergency response team's time.
They could be pulling over black people.
Exactly. I would say it's a waste of money for us as the taxpayers.
You know why they're yelling? It seems to be what they do best.
But when deputies arrived at the home, there was no yelling and there was no scene. It turns out the caller Jack Means was drunk. And he was angry when his girlfriend wouldn't buy him alcohol. We knocked on his door tonight.
Hi.
And he asked us to leave.
I don't like to hear that. Servicemen and women.
No kidding.
Spend their time sorting out something that's clearly could have been taken care of between the individuals themselves.
Now, according to the report, deputies spent more than an hour on this non-emergency. Jack
like
Means was charged
left.
With a misdemeanor for misusing 911.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Just
with,
go.
What are you doing spending an hour with that guy? What is going on?
Yeah, you leave a ticket on his door and then peace out.
Yeah, you go, we don't want to hear from you again.
Yeah, we'll take you to jail next time for wasting our time, bro.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, we'll be nice this
and
time.
And then, like, you know what irks me more than anything else about this is the waste of time that station, like, that was so ridiculous. Like in the reporting, like, it was like, I'm sure there was something else way better. Like, and the people so incensed about it. Like, why aren't they incensed about other things? They're incensed about somebody. The officers, I'm sure that if they had a more important call, the officers would have gone. Oh, there's an officer involved shooting. Oh,
no,
you know,
I can't go.
Sorry.
I can't.
We gotta stay here.
We're hanging with a drunk guy for another 40 minutes.
Yeah, sorry. We have to put in our time here. I mean, come on. Like,
I tend to agree.
That lady needs a ticket. Those other people need tickets. They're just so upset about it. I'm upset at them for being upset.
Listen, they're tracking your tax dollars.
Yeah, okay. they could track it by the number of instances of police abuse in that county, maybe, and how much it costs the county because of that. Because
again, they offset that by pulling over black people, Jason. Come on. Pay attention. All right. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Everybody have a great weekend. And don't call 911 when your girlfriend won't buy you any liquor.
Yeah, it's not a good idea.
Stock up before you go home. That's what you want to do.
Right?
I mean, you know what? They need to have like a liquor delivery service. You imagine how much money you'd make on that?
In New York City, they got them.
Isn't that like Postmates? They bring booze?
Oh, yeah. Postmates says, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, get right on that. Uber for Boober. Booze for Uber.
Booze for Uber.
Boozer, I think, would be.
Oh, yeah. I like
TM,
that.
TM, it's mine. It's mine. Nobody, you heard it here first.
Oh, but it's on my show.
Copyright TM.
We can all work together at it.
It's true.
And don't forget the shop Amazon under the Nate Darling tab.
Oh, good one.
Yeah, that would be great if you could do that. So thanks.
Yeah.
Hey, little treat for everybody. You're listening to the Traveling Wilburys now. And for the first time ever, the Traveling Wilburys are available streaming on Spotify. I saw that. I was very stoked because supergroup, late 80s, Roy Orbison,
are you
Tom
serious?
Petty.
You don't know who the Traveling Wilburys are?
I'm the TV girl. Okay,
so
I don't do music. I
George
TV.
Harrison, Roy Orbison,
Tom Petty, Jeff Lynne.
Those guys are all in a band together?
Yeah.
Yes.
No kidding.
And this is the song. This is an amazing song.
Yeah.
Huh.
So we're going to go out on this one. This is Handle With Care. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.